Hello. You are listening to the Grieving Parents Sharing Hope podcast. We are here to walk with parents on their unwanted journey of child loss, guiding them to a place of hope, light, and purpose, not in spite of their child's death, but as a way to honor his or her life. And now, here is your host, author, speaker, and bereaved parent, Laura Deal.
Hi, friend. I feel like I can call you my friends because even though we may never meet face to face, we share something deeply personal. We are walking through child loss together, and that creates a connection that goes beyond distance. At least that's how I feel about it. Today, I want to talk about something that so many of us experience after the death of our child, but not many people talk about it in a way that helps us understand it. And that is our foggy brain, our forgetfulness, that feeling like you just can't think straight anymore, like your mind does not work the way it used to. And if you are there right now, you know how incredibly frustrating it is. You may even find yourself wondering, what is wrong with me? I remember walking through this myself. After Becca died, I became so forgetful. It drove me crazy, especially those first 2 or 3 years. I would get so frustrated with myself at the things I would forget, things I would misplace, things I did not or could not remember. And this constant confusion and fuzziness always seemed to be there. I remember one time coming out of Walmart, and I couldn't remember where I parked. Now, the thing is, you know, we've all had forgetful moments, and people might say, oh, yeah, ha, 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 we all forget. But the thing is, I didn't even remember driving to Walmart, much less remembering which door I parked at to be able to find my car. I mean, I wandered around the parking lot crying. It was just, you know, wondering if I had early Alzheimer's setting in. I remember one time I was driving somewhere and I was on a street. I mean, I'm familiar with our town, but it's not a street I was on very often. And I couldn't remember where I was supposed to be going. And I had to pull my car over, hoping and praying that there was something in my calendar that reminded me, that told me where I was going. And fortunately, there was. And so I was able to pull myself back together and go to where I was heading. But it took me quite a while to find out that those kind of things, our mind, our forgetfulness, just totally blanking out, is a normal part of intense grief. Extreme trauma and deep bereavement, like the death of your child, changes a person. It literally makes physical changes in us, including chemical changes in our brains, which totally affects our thoughts and how our minds operate. So when you feel like you can't think clearly, when you feel scattered or forgetful, it's not because something is wrong with you. It's because something happened to you. What was happening with me physically and in my mind during those first couple of years felt so much greater than my strength to get through it. In a very real sense, the mental and emotional energy of grief saps our brain power, and it leaves us really disoriented and unable to even hold a thought for very long. It can be hard to read and comprehend what you're reading. That's why even simple things can feel so overwhelming. So during that time, I started speaking over myself according to Scripture. I would say things like, I have the mind of Christ, from 1 Corinthians 2:16, or something like, I have a sound mind. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but He has given me a sound mind, from 2 Timothy 1:7. I didn't always feel like it was true, but I chose to speak it anyway. Eventually, the fog began to clear, and I wasn't quite so scattered and forgetful. Now, I want to be honest with you. Even after several years, I feel like I still don't have a clear mind like I did before, not completely. And it can be very frustrating at times. You know, like I said, friends try to encourage us by saying, oh, I forget things too, but this isn't the same thing as just getting forgetful with age. We have been through a traumatic event, and our minds just freeze, forgetting how to function at times. I have had to learn to keep giving it to God and to not allow myself to be stressed out about it, because stress only makes it worse. Getting our minds back is a process. It takes time. One of the most helpful things I learned was not to try to look too far ahead. When I do that, it becomes exhausting and overwhelming. Instead, I remind myself to just do the next thing I can do, whatever it is, no matter how small it is. That's it. Just one thing at a time. You have permission to give yourself lots and lots of grace, especially when others around you don't. I truly mean that, especially when you get frustrated with yourself for things that are out of your control, like the grief fog we struggle with. Let me also suggest praying those same two scriptures over yourself. I have the mind of Christ, and God has given me a sound mind. Ask the Holy Spirit for extra protection from your forgetfulness. I saw a beautiful example of that several years ago. I was in a downtown area of a large city with a bereaver who has become one of my best friends. She was barely in her second year of grief at that time. She went to purchase something, but she was surprised and confused to discover she did not have her wallet. And as we walked back to the car to get it, she discovered it was sitting on the roof of her car, but nothing in it was missing. I believe that was God looking out for her, and I believe He does that for each one of us more often than we even realize. I know this is so frustrating, but be encouraged that the worst of it will begin to pass. And it's usually around the third or fourth year, not completely, but enough that you begin to feel a little bit more like yourself in ways that you haven't for quite a while. And in the middle of all of this, there's something else happening in our minds, and it's a battle between fear and faith. Now, I have realized that I have a choice. I can either give in to fear or give in to faith or trust, because they both come from the same root. They're both based on not knowing what the future holds. I can either live in fear of the future, or I can live in faith that my future is in God's hands and that He has good plans for me that I just can't see yet. I can choose to be tormented by what I don't know. We know that fear brings torment, right? I can think of more bad things that may never even happen and just let my mind just run away with that. Or I can allow peace to enter through my spirit into my soul, knowing that whatever happens in my future, God is already there to get me through it, just like He's with me to get me through this. And I know for me, one of the biggest fears is losing another child. And some of you have gone through that. It all comes down to our minds and our thoughts. We make the decision of living in either fear or faith, and then we continually choose to allow our thoughts to dwell on the things that support that decision. Now, we all let our minds wander. I know I have a tendency to play out the details of the things that I'm afraid might happen, feeding my fear of the unknown, getting myself all worked up. But when I realize that my mind is wandering in that way, I have made the decision to cut that off and start dwelling on something different. Instead of imagining things that bring fear and torment, I begin imagining how God will be moving in my life in His love and faithfulness to bring more healing and give my life purpose and meaning. It takes practice, but the more I do it, the easier it gets, and the less often my mind wanders toward fear. So, let me ask you, do you want to make this a time where you begin to move away from fear and toward peace, toward a greater measure of healing for your shattered heart? Well, I want you to take some time, even right now, and ask the Holy Spirit to help you shift away from fear and believing all the bad things and struggles you think you will have, and instead begin to see what He still wants to do in your life that is good. Because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Even when your mind feels anything but sound, that is still His promise to you. Let's just go ahead and pray for that right now. Father, You know just the confusion and the fog and the forgetfulness, Lord, what it's like for us. And Father, it's so frustrating and it's scary. And Lord, I just pray right now, we just come to You and we come against that fear in our lives. And Holy Spirit, we give You permission to give us peace and comfort. We give You permission, Lord, to be at work in our minds and in our thoughts to cast out that fear. Lord, sometimes it's not even something we can do ourselves, Lord, but we come to You knowing that You have the faith that we need. You have everything we need. And Lord, we desperately need You to help us in this area of our grief. We come to You, we give our hearts and our minds to You. And Lord, we just claim, I have the mind of Christ. I thank You that, Lord, we can have Your thoughts and we can have a sound mind according to Your word. And Lord, we just speak that over ourselves. And we do this in the wonderful and precious name of Jesus. Amen. I just want to let you know that much of what I shared with you today was taken from the Reflections of Hope book, which is a full year of daily readings for bereaved parents. Now, every entry has a word of encouragement. It has a reflection, something for you to think about, take a little bit deeper, and a scripture. This is not something you have to keep up with. You can just have it on hand as a tool, and on those days when you need a little something extra, you just pick up that book and read that day's entry. Now, I do know that there are some bereavers who read this every day. They tell me that it just gets them through the day. They start their morning out with it and just bringing it before the Lord. And we also, I have taken that book and split it into 12 individual editions. They are monthly editions. So if you have a particular month, like May coming up, we know Mother's Day is a very rough time for us as moms, bereaved moms, and maybe you also have another date in there. Maybe it's your child's birthday, or maybe it's their departure day. If May is a month that is just a hard month for you, you can pick up the May edition of Reflections of Hope. But either way, you can click on the link in the show notes to find out more about it. I also want to remind you that we have shirts with the spring season coming in. There are t-shirts, moisture wicking t-shirts. We've got long sleeve tees. We've got baseball caps, all kinds of things. We have some that say, hold on, pain eases, there is hope. And we also have some that say bereavers with hope. And they have that shattered but put back together kintsugi heart, where on top of that it says bereavers with hope. So this is something that you can wear as a reminder to yourself of the hope that we have, and also anyone else around you that you may not even know. You're just walking past and they need that message of hope that you're wearing. So go ahead and check that out. It's gpshope.org, and go to our store and click on the Hope merchandise. The last thing I just want to remind you is that you can join me over, it's called Patreon, and it's for those who want to support this podcast financially, to make sure that we keep going, to make sure that other bereavers who find themselves thrown on this unwanted journey are able to find the same hope that you are receiving. You can go to the link in the show notes. just $5 a month is what we call the seed of hope. It's just $5 a month that says, yes, I just want to do a little bit. I want to do my part. I want to do something. And when we add it with others, we know that it accumulates and a little becomes a lot in the Lord's hands. And so if you just want to give a little bit, $5 a month is a seed of hope, we would really appreciate it. There's a $10 level that is reflections of hope. There are questions there that you get from each podcast. You can kind of use it as a self-journaling thing, or if you have a support group, you can take it to your support group. They just take each episode and just take you a little bit deeper in some thoughts and some questions. And then the last level is called the community level. And along with all of it, no matter what level you come in at, I hop on there once in a while with just some extra things that I'm thinking about. Sometimes it's something a little raw, even. I may have been crying as I'm thinking about it. It may be early morning and I have no makeup on and my hair's still wet. Sometimes it's middle of the day, but it's just every once in a while I hop on there and I give just a little quiet moment, a thought that I'm having that might encourage you. That comes with all three levels. But the third level is the community level, which includes getting on a Zoom call with me once a month. And we talk about the podcast, about the episodes, if you have any questions or something you want to talk about a little bit deeper. So go ahead and check that out. You can go to patreon.com/GPS Hope, or like I said, the link will be in the show notes. Every week, I am honored to be able to share birthdays with you that have been sent in to us. So let's go ahead with this week's birthday segment. Amy Bouchard was born on April 5th. And is forever 45. Eric Scott was born on April 6th and is forever 30. David J. Spininger was born on April 9th and is forever 19. We celebrate the day these children came into the world. We know it will always be a special day worth celebrating. If you would like to have your child's birthday announced and hear their name the week of his or her birthday, I would love to be able to do that for you. Just go to gpshope.org/birthdays. Fill out that form with the needed information. There's also a place for you to put in the pronunciation of your child's name in case sometimes it's mispronounced, because I do want to say it correctly for you. Just submit that information, and Dave will send you an email to remind you to listen the week of his or her birthday. So, if your brain feels foggy, if you're forgetting things, if you feel frustrated with yourself because of all of this, please hear me. You are not broken, not the way you're thinking in your mind. You are grieving. And this is unfortunately part of the journey, but not forever, just for now. Be gentle with yourself. Take one step at a time. Remember to speak truth over your mind and trust that slowly, over time, the fog will begin to lift. Now, there's always going to be seasons, like when you hit your child's birthday or special events, holidays, obviously your child's departure date. Sometimes that grief fog will come back. It could come back for a month. It could come back for a week, a day, a couple hours. But as a whole, it will lift. So until then, God is holding you right where you are in this journey. So hold on. Pain eases. There is hope.